Hallelujah. Greeting to all the elder deacons, co-worker, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安归给各位长职、传道以及各位弟兄姐妹。
May the grace of Lord Jesus Christ be with every one of us.
愿主耶稣的恩典跟大家同在。
Thank God for His grace this time that I came to attend the minister workshop.
感谢神，因为神的恩典让我能够来参加这一次传道人的进修会。
And also will come to observe the NCC.
并且来参加这一次的代表大会。
So one more time, I am in the grace of God and have fellowship chance to have time with brothers and sisters.
所以再一次因着神的恩典，我能够与大家一起团契。
This evening, I would like to use a topic, the broken vessel for mutual encouragement.
今天晚上想以破碎的器皿，做彼此的共勉。
When I talk about a vessel, you may picture many things in your mind.
当我们提到器皿的时候，你可能会有一些画面。
Maybe a very nice teapot.
或者是一个很好的一个茶壶。
Or talk about auction house. Every month they have some auction. Some vase is really expensive.
想到有拍卖会，每个月都有一些拍卖会，他们有一些很好的器皿。
You may not know, but if a vase from the Qing or Ming dynasty can be auctioned for tens of millions of dollars.
你或许不知道，但是一个清朝的瓷器可能会有
几千万美金的
价值。几千万美金。
But if during the auction process, if somebody hold it accidentally drop it to the ground,
但是在拍卖会的时候，如果不小心有人把这个瓷器掉在地上，
then nobody will pay even $10 to buy what is remaining.
那我想不会有一个人连十块钱都不会出来买这个破碎的器皿。
Because when it is broken into pieces, there's no value. They become rubbish.
因为当这个器皿破碎之后，就没有任何的价值。
Because in human mind, we only cherish something perfect, without blemish, and it's totally complete.
因为在人的心里，我们只会珍惜一些完全的，不会珍惜那些已经破碎的。
Because perfection brings value.
因为完美才带来其价值。
But however, the eyes of God is different than what we see things.
但是在神的眼里却不是这样。
When God created this world and everyone who is living in it,
当神创造这个世界的时候，以及其中的创造物时，
everything was made perfect.
每一件事都非常的完美。
But when sin entered the world,
但是当罪进入了世界，
nothing is perfect.
就没有任何完美之物了。
So that's why God knows that there's no perfect, there's no complete human being in this world.
所以神知道在人类里没有任何的完美。
And even though you and me who are called and chosen and saved in Christ Lord Jesus,
即使如你我是由神所选召进入耶稣基督里，
His blood has washed us from our sin.
他的血已经洗去我们所有的罪。
But it doesn't mean that we are perfect.
但是人不代表我们。
We are on this process, on this path, trying to get better and better each day.
我们能是在臻于完美的这条旅途上。
We are a vessel.
我们是器皿。
But sometimes we are being broken.
但是有时候我们会被打碎。
We are being crushed.
我们会被击碎。
And sometimes we have to crash, we have to break our own self.
有时候我们甚至于要打碎自己。
So this evening, I'd like to share a few occasions that this vessel has to be broken.
今天晚上我想跟大家分享一些情况，这个器皿必须要被打碎。
So that it can glorify God.
所以才能够荣耀神。
The first point.
第一点。
If we have weaknesses and sin against God.
如果我们有罪，然后得罪了神。
We have to humble ourselves, have a contrite heart, and break our spirit to touch God.
我们就必须要谦卑我们自己，带着忧伤痛悔的心。
Just like to break yourself.
就像打碎自己一样。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 51.
我们请看诗篇第五十一篇。
Psalm chapter 51, verse 16 and 17.
诗篇第五十一篇第十六十七节。
Psalm 51, 16 and 17.
诗篇五十一篇第十六十七节。
Please read.
十六节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上。燔祭你也不喜悦。
17。
十七节，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
These two verses tell us what does God like and what does God doesn't really want.
这两节告诉我们神喜欢什么，还有神他真正想要什么。
The background of this psalm is after David commits the most terrible mistake in his whole life.
在这一篇诗篇的背景就是大卫当他在犯了最可怕的罪之后。
David was a man pleasing to God.
大卫曾是合神心意的人。
In his generation, there's nobody can even be compared to him.
在他的那个时代，没有任何人可以与他相比。
But he was not a perfect person.
但是他仍然不是一个完全的人。
When there's a formula of time, space, the right person involved, and momentary weaknesses, then it becomes a disaster.
当对的时空以及人出现的时候，以及他短暂的软弱，他就犯罪了。
We can say, David, oh, why make such a big mistake?
我们或许会说，大卫为什么会犯这么大的一个罪呢？
But think about that. If you were him,
但是想想看，如果您是他，
you and me have the whole power. Nobody can challenge us in the whole country.
如果我们是全国最有权威的人，
there's no CCTV watching.
没有电视啊，随时跟着你。
And everybody listen to whatever you say.
然后每一个人都要听你说的话。
You tell a person come, he comes, she comes.
你叫一个人来，他就来。
You tell to lie down, she lie down.
你叫他倒下，他就倒下。
You said everybody want else to get away, everybody disappear.
你叫每一个人离开，每个人就不敢在你面前。
You can have anything you want, whenever, whatever you want it.
你可以要你任何想要任什么时候都可以得到东西。
Because you were a king.
因为你是个王。
Now sometimes a momentary weakness can defeat us.
有时候这个瞬间短暂的软弱可以打倒我们。
He has made the mistake. That's the fact.
这一个事实他做错了。
He tried to hide it, but it failed.
他试着要隐藏这个错误，但是他没有办法。
Prophet Nathan came to rebuke him in his face.
拿单当面的责备他。
But what did he do?
那他怎么做呢？
Instead of trying to find excuses,
他没有找借口。
Instead of trying to silence the prophet,
他没有斥责这个先知。
He immediately break himself.
他马上地打碎了自己。
Because he knows what God wants.
因为他知道神要什么。
It may have been a long struggle in his heart. He feels the guilt.
他在心里挣扎，他也感觉到了这个罪恶感。
There's something called guilt, really torment somebody who have made a mistake against God. Guilt always torture a person.
Okay, 有这样的罪恶感会深深地折磨一个人。
And now David choose.Make a most important decision in his life.
那在这里，大卫他决定做一个最重要的一生最重要的决定。
He have chosen to be honest with himself and honest with God.
他决定选择对自己以及对神诚实。
So because he know what God wants and what God doesn't want.
因为他了解神要什么以及神不要什么。
He said God doesn't really like all the offering, the burnt offering, all the bull and lambs.
神不要任何的这些燔祭献祭。
Of course, if God wanted, He can offer thousands and even tens of thousands.
因为如果神要的话，他可以献很多上千上万的祭。
For him, giving all this lamb and bull and away is a problem.
对大卫来说，献上这些牛羊不是什么问题。
But he knows what God wants from him now at this moment.
但是他知道在这个时刻，神要他献上什么。
He cannot change the past.
他没有办法改变过去，
But he can change himself.
但是他可以改变他自己。
Nobody is without mistake.
没有人不犯错的。
We all make mistakes.
我们都会犯错。
It's only a matter of time.
只是时间的问题。
And only a matter of what kind of mistake we made.
以及犯什么样的错。
But David knows that we cannot change the past.
大卫了解我们没有办法改变过去。
But he offered God something precious.
但是他向神献上一位非常宝贵的东西。
A contrite heart.
就是一个忧伤的心
a broken spirit.
一个破碎的灵
Brother and sister, think about our life in the past. Have we done something really not pleasing to God?
弟兄姐妹，我们回首我们的过去的人生，是否有做过让神不高兴的事呢？
Sometimes we focus on other people, whatever other people does to hurt us.
我们有时候把注意力专注在别人身上，想说别人得罪了我们什么？
Or the imperfection of other people.
或者是看到别人不完美之处
And that's why we are always not happy.
所以才会造成我们常常不高兴
But we fail to understand that actually we are the same human being who already make mistakes.
但是我们忘记了我们也是人也是常常犯错
But sometimes we are not honest to ourselves.
有时候我们甚至对自己不够诚实
Right. Honesty always starts from how do you talk to yourself.
诚实是在于看你如何与自己对话
Sometimes we say, oh no, it doesn't matter what I do, what I did.
有时候我们会说，我做过的事其实没有什么关系。
Well, other people didn't talk, maybe it's okay.
人家既然没有说什么，那应该就没事了。
It was not discovered, it's okay.
如果人家不发现也没事。
Well, God did not punish me, it is okay.
如果神还没有惩罚我或不惩罚我也没事。
God is silent, doesn't mean he doesn't know.
神保持沉默并不代表说他不知道。
God didn't punish, doesn't mean that he doesn't hold you accountable.
神还没有惩罚你并不代表说你不必为这件事情负责。
But God is waiting for you.
但是神在等待。
So David offered up a broken spirit.
所以大卫他献上了这忧伤的心。
When he prayed to God, he must have cried a lot.
当他向神祷告的时候，他一定哭泣。
He must have thought, why I've done this?
他一定想说，我为什么会做这样的事呢？
How much harm and hurt I've caused other people?
我到底对他人造成了多大的伤害呢？
He even wrote all this psalm. Psalm 51 is so famous.
他甚至写下了这个诗篇第五十一篇，非常有名的一篇。
Remember, this was a song when it was written.
要记得这个是他写下什么时候写下的
Psalm was supposed to be sung out. It's not supposed to be read like this today.
诗篇其实写下是要让人歌唱的而不是这样读下去的
So he wrote a song for everybody to sing it and every time people sing it people mentioned about the terrible things that he did.
所以当他写下这首诗篇让大家来歌唱的时候等于是让大家知道他犯了什么样的错
But he's very honest to himself.
但是他对自己非常的诚实
Very honest to God.
他也对神非常的诚实
Let me tell people what I did.
他也告诉人家到底做了什么错事
I make a mistake.
他说我犯错了
But I repent to God.
我向神悔改
That is the exact attitude that we have to break ourselves.
这个是正确的态度。
We all make mistakes some days.
我们都会犯错。
But we have to have a contrite and lowly heart in front of God.
但是我们要在神面前有忧伤、痛悔，并且谦卑的心。
Because oftentimes I help out assisting seminars like youth seminar or adult seminars.
我常常帮忙一些讲习会，不论是青年或者是成人的讲习会。
And in seminars.The Holy Spirit of God is moving and touching people to do self-examination.
那在这些讲习会的时候，圣灵会感动大家来做自我审查。
And some people cry during the prayer. They cry.
那有些人在祷告当中流泪。
They feel they are so unworthy.
他们觉得自己非常的不配。
They know that they have made mistake.
他们知道他们犯错了。
They really offer a broken spirit in front of God.
他们就真的在神面前献上他们忧伤痛悔的心。
And every time they offer a broken spirit to God,
每当他们把这个忧伤的灵献给神的时候，
God comforted them.
神就安慰他们。
The peace is so transcending.
这样的平安是无可言喻的。
But you have to break yourself first.
但是必须要先打破自己。
There was one time during the prayer, after the prayer, one of the members was crying.
有一次在一个祷告之后呢有个信徒他不停地哭泣
And I asked her why are you still crying
我就问她说你为什么还在哭呢
She said wow, I always think about the terrible things that I did
她就说我常常想到我以前做过这些可怕的事
I asked her how long was it
我就问她说那是什么时候的事
It was a very long time ago but it's still hunting me back
她就说是很久以前了但是我常常回想还像噩梦一样
Wow.She's still crashing herself. She's still breaking herself.
她还是不停地在打碎自己。
But I share these two words with her.
那我就把这两节经节与她分享。
Yes, it is broken already.
是的，已经打破了。
You have repented already.
你已经悔改了。
But don't let this be forever like this.
但是不要让这个永远下去。
You have to believe that every time you offer a broken spirit, God will not despise.
你必须要相信，每一次你献上这忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
God knows your heart.
因为神知道你的心。
God is love.
神是爱。
God really cherishes your tears and your broken spirit.
神会非常珍惜你每一滴的眼泪以及你那破碎的灵。
So if we make a mistake,
所以如果我们犯错了
，we repent to God.
我们向神悔改。
We must have the faith.
你必须要有信心。
That God will not despise our broken heart.
就是神不会轻看我们这忧伤痛悔的心。
For Paul, why he can always serve God?
像保罗，他为什么可以一直这样服侍神呢
？Because he always remember one thing.
因为他一直记得一件事。
He was a broken vessel.
他是个破碎的器皿。
He was an unworthy vessel.
他是一个不配的器皿。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们请看提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 15.
第十五节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15
提摩太前书一章十五节
Verse 15
十五节基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人这话是可信的是十分可佩服的 在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
This is the identity Paul always tells himself.
这是保罗常常对自己说的话。
Yes, he was an apostle. He was sent to preach the gospel.
是的，他是个使徒，他被指派来传福音。
But what does this apostle made of?
但是这个使徒他是用什么造成的呢
？It's not made of a perfect person raised in a perfect family, never make any mistake, and always holy until the now, the moment that he wrote this book.
他不是一个完全的人，不是有个非常完美的家庭背景，不是一直圣洁，直到他写了这个。
A so-called apostle was made of broken pieces.
他这一位使徒呢，是从一个破碎当中建立起来。
Words of sinners.
他曾是一个罪魁。
Who have mocked Christian, who have persecuted Christian, who have blasphemed against Christ.
他曾经亵渎基督，曾经逼迫基督徒。
But now, God has broken all the pieces and put everything together.
但是神如今却把这些破碎的碎片连接起来。
Become an apostle.
成为一个使徒。
So brother and sister, we are sitting here doesn't mean we are very holy.
所以弟兄姐妹我们能坐在这里并不代表说我们很圣洁
We can serve God doesn't mean that we are better than others
我们可以侍奉神并不代表说我们比别人好
We are chosen, we are sent by our local church to come to NCC doesn't mean that we are higher, holier than everybody else
我们被拣选能够来参加这个代表大会并不代表我们比别人圣洁或比别人高尚
Even you can cook in the kitchen doesn't mean you cook better than those in the restaurant
如果你被派去厨房，也并不代表说你
比厨房外面的外面餐馆的人煮的更好吃。
并不代表说你会比外面餐馆煮的好吃。
Why？
为什么呢
？You are here because God has chosen you.
你能够在这里是因为神的拣选。
Because God doesn't look at where you come from.
因为神不看你的出身。
God didn't look at your fault.
神也不看你的过错。
But God accepts us.
但是神就接纳我们。
So everything we think about ourselves is so unworthy.
所以每次我们想到自己，就觉得自己非常的不配。
Right? Even though we brush the toilet in the church, we are not worthy. Brush the toilet.
甚至于刷这个马桶呢，也觉得不配。
For example, if you say, "Hey, I want to go to Obama's personal washroom and brush his toilet tonight," do you think you go in, they'll allow you?
你想，如果今天你要去奥巴马的办公室帮他刷马桶，他们会让你去吗
？Of course not. You don't have a security clearance.
当然不行，因为你还没有经过安全的检查。
They don't care you have a PhD or not, right?
他们不在乎你是不是有博士的学位。
They don't care you have millions of dollars.
他也不在乎你是不是百万的财产。
You tell them tonight I want to go to clean his washroom.
你说我今天晚上要去清他的厕所。
They'll kick you away.
他们会不准你去。
Because you're not even worthy because you are not in the system.
他们会觉得你不配，因为你不在这个他们的安全系统当中。
Unless you get the approval, got the clearance.
除非你得到这些背景的调查是。安全清白的。
We are all unworthy to be even entering here.
我们能够进入这里也是不配的。
So every time, if we remember ourselves this brokenness,
如果每一次我们记得我们这样的背景
when we talk, we'll be talking less loud.
当我们说话的时候，我们就会小声一点。
When we walk, we'll bow our head.
当我们走路的时候，我们就把头低下来。
Why?
为什么
？Broken pieces.
因为我们是破碎的碎片。
Unworthy.
我们是不配的。
Secondly,
第二
when you really want to offer something to God,
当你真的想要向神献上一个东西的时候
you have to break the seal, break the vessel.
你必须要把这个打碎。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14.
我们请看马可福音第14章。
Mark chapter 14 verse 3.
马可福音第14章第三节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 3.
马可14章第三节。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
This is a story that we know very well.
这是一个我们耳熟能详的一个历史故事。
That is the end of almost the end of Jesus' ministry.
这是主耶稣在世传道接近尾声的时候。
And he knew about himself that he's going to be betrayed very soon and die.
他知道他马上就要被背叛，然后要受死。
But there was a woman come to Jesus and bring something very precious.
但是有个女人在这个时候来到耶稣前面，然后拿了一个非常宝贵的东西来。
She didn't come empty-handed.
她没有空手而来。
But she bring a very precious jar, but not like a red jar of very expensive perfume.
但是她带了一个非常至贵的香膏来。
And When she approached Jesus, she didn't say anything. She lied on fall down on the floor and break the seal.
当她来到耶稣面前，她没有说任何的事，她就跪下，然后把这个玉瓶打碎。
And then used the perfume to put on Jesus' head.
然后用这个香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Why did she do this?
她为什么这样做呢？
Because she knew that Lord Jesus is going to be killed very soon.
因为她知道主耶稣马上就要受死。
And she knows Jesus is going to be buried very soon.
她也知道主耶稣马上就要被埋葬。
And she may not have the chance to really bury Jesus Christ or do this after he died.
她也知道说在主耶稣受死之后，她可能没有这样的机会做这些事。
So she decided, let's do it now, before I don't have any chance.
所以她在决定，在她没有机会之前，不如就现在把她这些要做的事做好。
So this jar of perfume is very expensive.
所以这个非常贵的玉瓶的香膏。
Well, how expensive is it? Is it?
这个到底有多贵呢?
At that time, it's called 30 pieces of silver.
那时候, 需要30多两的银子。
Probably it's almost like 1 year's wages.
可能是一个人一年的收入。
In America today, 1 year, your average salary is how much? Then you can know the figure.
在美国, 大家平均一年的薪水是多少呢?
I think you will not spend 1 year's salary very easily.
我想你应该不会, 把一年的薪水 花掉,
except you buy a car, you even pay by borrowing, pay by loan.
甚至于如果你要买车，你可能也是分期付款。
Of course, you won't buy one perfume like with 1 year's salary.
你当然不会用一年的薪水来买一个香水。
But in the past, people the perfume are very expensive.
但是在过去呢，这个香膏是非常的昂贵。
Have to come from like India or Middle East or very far away.
可能是从很远的地方，比如说印度或者是中东来的。
So usually, all the single women have to save up so much money to prepare that perfume.
所以, 未结婚的女性呢, 她们都会把钱存起来, 然后买这个香膏。
So the day of the wedding, she have to break the jar, because the jar is sealed, only one, it's not reusable. If you break it, you have to use it up.
然后在她们结婚当天, 她们就把这个原本封上玉瓶的这个封印把它打碎。
And then poured it out, perfume herself, make it very smell very nice, and the husband will be very pleased.
然后放在自己身上, 那, 要结婚了，所以先生闻了会很高兴。
So it's a once is a lifetime event.
所以这是一生一次的, 重大的事件。
For brothers, we don't really care about a wedding, mostly. 那, but our sister, they really care about it usually, the young sister.
大部分弟兄可能不是很在乎你的结婚典礼， right. 但是其实大部分的年轻姐妹都非常的在乎。
For brothers, whatever you wear, you don't care, right? You just marry the sister, that day is okay. But the sister is not like that. They choose, wow, whatever they wear, the hair, everything.
那弟兄其实你们应该不会很在意， 但是姐妹很在意结婚当天她要穿什么。
So you never screw up a sister wedding, otherwise they hate you forever, right?
所以绝对不要, 绝对不要打坏一个姐妹的婚礼， 要不然他们...
Is it true, sister?
Yeah.
Very true.
是真的。
So wedding is very important for this woman.
所以, 对女性而言, 对姐妹而言, 这个婚礼非常的重要。
But how could she break the seal and give it to Jesus, use it on Jesus?
那她怎么会把这个玉瓶打碎, 然后放在耶稣身上呢?
Because of her love to Lord Jesus Christ.
因为她对主耶稣的爱。
Because she knows that Jesus loved her so much and loved the whole mankind so much.
因为她了解主耶稣这么的爱她, 这么爱全人类。
Not only her, but everybody.
不只是她, 是全人类。
But when he died, maybe nobody will perfume him and do the burial for him.
那他知道当主耶稣死, 过世的时候, 可能没有人会做这件事, 甚至没有人可以埋葬他。
So let me do it.
所以他想让我做吧。
And it's worth it.
是值得的。
She never said, wow, it's so much, so expensive, maybe I should keep half for myself.
他没有说, 哦, 这个这么昂贵, 我不如先自己留下一半吧。
She break it, she had to use it.
他把它打破了, 就全部用了。
And she never regret.
他从不后悔。
That is called the love to Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是向主耶稣的爱。
If you spend money on somebody you love, you never think it is a sacrifice.
如果你花钱在你所爱的人身上, 你绝对不会觉得这是牺牲。
I see the newborn babies, right? Their parents, they buy this, they buy that. They never say, wow, so expensive, I don't want to buy it. Let me think.
当您看到有新生儿的父母亲的时候, 他们花钱绝不手软。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the love of the children.
因为他们爱他们的孩子。
But do we have the same love for Lord Jesus Christ?
但是我们是否有像主耶稣有这样同样的爱呢?
Are you willing to break the seal and is willing to overawe if Lord Jesus want it all?
你是否愿意打破这个玉瓶, 然后献上所有, 如果主耶稣要的话?
You know, the Israel, the nation, the modern Israel, were is surrounded by all the Arab nations.
你知道现代的以色列, 他们被, 所有的伊拉克,
阿拉伯国家,
阿拉伯国家所围绕着。
The Arab nation, they outnumber Israel by so many times.
那这些阿拉伯国家, 他们比以色列的人数更为众多。
They always come to attack Israel in the past.
他们在过去总是来攻击以色列国。
There was a few very famous warfare.
那有几个很重大, 很有名的战役。
Like the war, the Six-Day War in 1967.
像六日战争, 还有,
1967年的战争。
1973,
the War of Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. So all these Arab nations come to attack Israel. They outnumber them. They outnumber Israel with more weapons.
他们人数以及武器方面都比以色列占优势。
At the beginning, they always win.
他们在一开始总是赢。
But at the end, Israel always win back.
但是到最后，以色列总是反败为胜。
Why?
为什么呢?
The answer is very simple.
这个答案非常的简单。
First of all, God didn't allow modern Israel to be destroyed by Arab nations.
为什么神不会让以色列被阿拉伯国家所击败?
Because God still controls history.
因为神还是掌控着历史的。
The second reason is the Israel people, they really love their country.
那第二个原因就是这个以色列国家, 他们的人民非常爱他们的国。
They allow their children to fight for their country.
他们很多的孩子来为他们的国家奋战。
There was a mother who had three sons.
有一个母亲, 她有三个儿子。
The first son sent to the battle.
那第一个儿子被派去战场。
Die on the battlefield.
他在战场上战死了。
The second one sent to the battle.
那第二个儿子也去战场。
Also die in the battlefield.
也是战死了。
And the last one.
那最后一个。
The mother told the son, you have to go.
那这个母亲告诉这个孩子说, 你还是要去。
Because the country needs you.
因为这个国家需要你。
The Lord needs you.
神需要你。
But you have to go.
所以你必须去。
But the mother told her.
但是这个,
told him.
这个母亲也告诉这个儿子,
if you never make it back,
如果你没有办法回来,
if you go to see Abraham,
你会去看到亚伯拉罕,
you tell Abraham,
你告诉亚伯拉罕,
you only offer one son.
亚伯拉罕只献了一个儿子,
my mother has offered three.
但是我母亲却献了三个儿子。
It's a very famous story.
这是个非常有名的故事。
This is how Israel survived with all the enemies, all the Arab nations, every battle. The soldier, they never afraid to die, and the parents really pushed the children to go to fight for the country. Even you die for the country, it's an honor.
这也是为什么以色列他们后来可以反败为胜, 就是这些父母亲, 他们不惜地献上自己的孩子。
They really have no reserve for themselves.
他们不保留。
The country is always more important than family.
他们把国家放在自己的家庭以上。
Think about us today.
我们想想我们今天。
We are the spiritual Israelites.
我们是属灵的以色列人。
We are fighting for the kingdom of God.
我们为神的国交战。
Now this is the end time. Jesus is coming very soon.
现在是末世了, 主耶稣马上就要来。
You look at how chaotic the world is really become.
我们看看这个世界变得多么的混乱。
No matter it's politics,
不论是政治,
or environmental issues,
环境,
or crime,
或者是罪犯,
it's all indicating that Jesus is coming very soon.
都指向一个方向, 就是主耶稣马上要来了。
We should fight a battle.
我们应该征战。
Spiritually speaking,
在属灵而言,
we need more workers.
我们需要更多的工人。
We need more full-time workers.
我们需要更多全时的工人。
That means we want more people, especially brothers, to come out, to enlist, to apply for the TTP, to be trained, to preach the gospel everywhere.
表示说我们需要更多的弟兄来, 申请神学院, 来装备自己。
Because this is America.
这是美国。
The people here are well-educated.
在这边的, 人民呢, 受到良好的教育。
We speak good, multiple languages.
可以讲很多国的语言。
And we're educated in the Bible.
然后我们也受到, 圣经上的教导。
But the fact is, around TGC around the world,
但是事实上是在全世界的真耶稣教会,
we are facing one very, very crucial, very big crisis.
我们面临了一个很大的危机。
What is it?
是什么呢?
It's not that we don't have money to build bigger, nicer chapel.
并不是说我们没有钱来建更漂亮、更大的会堂。
It's not our children is not well educated.
也不是说我们的小孩受的教育不够好。But
everywhere around the world.
而是全世界的真耶稣教会里。
Very, very few young people now willing to come out to serve God full time.
很少年轻人愿意出来做专职的传道人。
If you tell them, oh, I want to be a council member, there's no problem, I can be a council member.
如果请他们来做职务会的负责人，他们都没有问题。
But some year we tell them, oh, you come out.
有些年轻人，我们对他们说，你们出来吧。
No, 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 too stressful. I can look at, if I look at all the pastors, I'm scared.
他们说，哦，不要，压力太大了。我只要看到传道，我心里就会紧张。
I better be just a council member.
我还是做一个负责人就好了。
Sometimes the youth, they want to come out, but the parents say, no, 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 don't go, don't come out. Right?
或者是有时候年轻人他们愿意献身，但是父母亲却阻止他们。
Too tough. Life is too short, right? You don't have to go this far.
生命太短暂了，你不需要这样的受苦。
You can serve God in other area.
你可以在其他方面来服侍神。 And
then nowadays, everywhere in the world in TJC, we are lacking young generation to come out.
所以在全世界的真耶稣教会里呢，我们都缺少年轻人愿意出来。
Everywhere is recruiting, but the turnout is very low.
我们每年都很想要更多人出来，但是却没有什么成效。
Older generation are retiring.
老一辈的人他们已经开始在退休了。Younger
generation cannot succeed.
但是年轻的一辈却没有办法成先起后。
But things can change, start from you and me.
但是从你我，我们可以改变。Start
from this generation.
从这一代开始。
Especially I see there are many young parents are here.
特别我看到这边有很多年轻的父母亲。Right.
Your children are only teenagers, only babies.
你的孩子还是个婴儿。Pray. 你要祷告。Pray
if God wants to use your children.
你要祷告，如果神要用你的孩子。Break
the jar, let Jesus use it.
你就打破这个玉瓶，让耶稣来用。If
you have daughters.
如果你有女儿。You
can still help her to break the jar.
你还是可以打破这个玉瓶。In
the future, you can marry a pastor.
让你的女儿将来也可以嫁给传道人。That
smell, that sacrifice can bring the smell of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的香气可以上达天听到主耶稣面前。
Recently, there was a brother talk to me.
最近有一个弟兄与我谈话。He
told me that his sons, he said, really want to come out to serve God in the future if God want to use him.
他告诉我说他的儿子 在将来，如果主耶稣愿意的话，很希望出来来服侍神。That
was his third son.
这是他第三个孩子。
Then I asked him, "What do you think if you want to come out? Are you supportive?"
我就问他说，那你觉得呢？你会支持他这个决定吗？
This son is the most caring to the parents.
因为这个儿子最关心父母亲。
And also the smartest.
最聪明。
So I asked the father, "Do you allow him if he want to come out?"
所以我就问这个父亲，你会支持他吗？
He answered,
他回答,
So I'm worried.
我很担心。
He said, physically, I don't really want him to come out.
那其实我很不想他出来, 如果就,
物质上,
我物质上。
But if the Lord want to use him,
但是如果神要用他,
I dare not to stop him.
我也不敢阻止他。
If the Lord want to use him, then I support him.
如果神要用他, 我就会支持他。
When I heard that, I was really touched.
当我听到这个, 我感到非常的感动。
Because the parents love the children, sometimes they know it's not an easy path.
因为父母亲爱孩子的心, 他们了解这不是一条容易的道路。
But if everybody don't sacrifice,
但是如果不牺牲的话,
nobody put break the jar,
如果没有人打破这玉瓶,
of course, the smell cannot go everywhere.
当然这个香气不能传到各方。
So this is very important.
所以这是非常重要的。
And yesterday, I was talking to an elder come from Beijing.
那我昨天与一位北京来的长老谈话。And
then he showed me all the pictures of the Beijing church.
他给我看北京所有教会的照片。And
including a lot of wedding pictures.
还有很多婚礼的照片。It's
really amazing in Beijing church since the reestablishment from year 2000.
很奇妙的是，北京在2000年的时候开始。And
16 years now.
已经16年了。
That 16 years period in that church, there are more than 10 weddings.
在16年之间，在北京的教会呢，举办了超过10个婚礼。
Wow, I say God is really working. God really bring people together.
我说神真的在你们当中把人都带来了。And
he showed me one pair, one picture, the young people get wedding.
他给我看一个照片，就是有一对结婚的夫妻。
He told me the bridegroom is a young man.
他告诉我说，这个新郎，这个年轻人
is come from really poor family，
来自一个很贫困的家庭。
Not normal poor, but poor, poor, poor。
不是一般的贫穷，是非常
village
极其贫寒，从乡村而来。
But this young man has a heart to serve God。
但是这个年轻人有心要侍奉神。
And being trained as a full-time worker。
然后他被训练要成为一个专职的工人。
Then I asked the bride, "Where does she come from? She doesn't look like a villager."
然后我就问说，那这个新娘呢？她看起来不像是从乡村来的。
The elder said, "No, no, no. She's not from village. She's from the northeast." Northeast province.
那这个长老说，不是不是，他不是从乡村来的，他是从
东北
来的。
Very cultivated.
他是很有文化。
Beautiful.
很漂亮。
Look at the picture; it's quite beautiful.
看照片就知道他外表很好。
And the skin is quite fair.
他的面色很好。
皮肤也很好。And elder said she come from a very rich background.
所以这个长老就说，他的家庭很富裕。
Because her parents are business person.
因为他的父母亲是
做生意的。
做生意的。
Then I asked elder, why this sister from a so good background is willing to marry a poor, poor, poor theological student?
我就问这个长老说，为什么这么家庭富裕的一个姐妹愿意嫁给这个这么贫穷的全职工人
？She said at the beginning she also doesn't really like the idea being when she was being matchmaker.
她说这个姐妹一开始被人家介绍的时候，她也不是很喜欢。
But the elder and his wife encouraged her.
但是这个长老以及长老娘就鼓励她。
You can marry a future pastor. How lucky you are!
你多幸运啊！你可以嫁给这一位未来的传道人。
How honor is it to be a wife of a pastor?
这是多么荣耀的一件事情。
It's not something money can buy.
这不是钱可以买到的。
And he loved God. He will love you.
他爱神就会爱你。
Isn't it?
不是吗
wow, they encourage her.
他们就鼓励她。
And then she said, "Oh yes, it's true. It's true."
然后她想了一想，说：“哎，是对的，是真的。”
So she doesn't care. He come from a poor family background.
所以她就不在乎这一位传道人他的背景。
And marry her to become a future pastor's wife.
就嫁给了他，然后成为以后的传道娘。
So in China, Elder Chan told us so many nice testimony. People sacrifice themselves, break themselves. That's why the church in China are growing.
所以长老就见证说，因为很多人愿意牺牲打破他自己，所以教会就不断的成长。
Even though they have less money than us，
即使他们没有像我们一样富裕
，less educated than us，
他们没有我们的教育背景。
But most of the members they are ready to break themselves。
但是大部分的信徒却愿意打碎自己。
If the Lord Jesus Christ need it, I'll break the seal and no reservation。
如果主耶稣要用，我就打破，没有任何的保留。
And that makes the church grow。
所以造成了教会不断的成长茁壮。
It is not education increase that make the church grow.
不是我们的教育水准提高会让教会成长。
Of course it helps, but not the most important.
我们的教育水准是可以帮助，但是却不是最重要的。
But it is the love of God move us so that we can sacrifice ourselves.
而是神的爱感动我们，才让我们愿意牺牲。
The third occasion.
第三个
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 6.
我们请看利未记第六章
Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章
Verse 28.
第二十八节
Leviticus 6:28.
利未记六章二十八节二十八节
Please read.
唯有主祭物的瓦器要打碎，若是主在铜器里，这铜器要擦磨，在水中刷净。
Here tells us it's the third occasion that you have to break the earthly vessel.
在这边讲到第三个，就是要打碎这瓦器。
In which occasion you have to do it? You have to break yourself. You have to break the vessel.
在什么时候需要打碎这瓦器呢？
That after you use the earthly vessel to cook the meat of the offering.
在你用完这瓦器来煮祭物之后，
you have to break it.
你就必须要把这个打碎。
If you use the copper or bronze vessel to cook the meat, then you don't have to break it. You just brush it off, wash it, and then you can reuse it.
如果你是用铜器来煮这个祭物，你不需要打碎，你只需要擦磨或者是在水中刷净。
Well, this is very interesting.
这是一个很有趣的事实。
And of course, there are hygienic reasons.
当然也是有卫生的关系。
I don't think brothers will really understand, right? But sister...Because you cook in the kitchen, especially in the old days, you know how a pottery or earthly vessel is different than a metal vessel.
那弟兄可能不了解，但是姐妹们会比较了解，因为姐妹们有在煮饭，可以知道在早期，如果你是用瓦器来煮饭的话，是有卫生的顾虑。
Because this earthly vessel, this made of pot or clay, there's a little small hole inside.
因为这些瓦器呢是由粘土所造成，然后里面有一些小小的洞。
So no matter how hard you brush it, you cannot clean it totally.
所以不论你如何的刷洗，都没有办法完全的清干净。
You absorb.The taste or the residues or the meat or flavor to the vessel.
因为这个瓦器呢，因为这些洞都会吸进一些气味或者是一些杂质。
And of course, it's not hygienic. Every time you use it, the old time the bacteria can grow inside or the smell can still there.
所以每次这样煮呢，就有些东西会在里面累积。
But the metal vessel has no problem, so doesn't have to be broken.
所以铜器就没有影响，或者是金属就没有影响，所以不需要被打碎。
But this earthly vessel have to be broken.
但是这个瓦器必须要打碎。
Because it automatically accumulate flavor and meat and residues.
因为它很自然的会累积一些气味，然后一些残余物。
Now, what does it referring to?
那这个对我们而言有什么意义呢？
Of course, this vessel refers to you and me who serve God.
这个瓦器就代表着你和我凡服侍神的人。
This earthly vessel is very humble, made of clay, made of earth.
这个瓦器呢是非常谦卑的出身，因为是由粘土所制。
But why it was made holy?
但是它为什么今天成圣呢？
It was made holy because it was used to cook the offering meat.
它能够成圣，是因为它是用来煮祭物。
Because the meat is holy, so when it's cooked, used to cook, the vessel become holy.
因为这个肉它是圣物，所以这个器皿它也成圣了。
But when you cook it, sometimes the smell go inside, and then you become absorbed it, absorb the taste.
但是当在煮祭物的过程当中，这个瓦器会吸了一些这个味道。
Look at you and me.
看看你我。
Sometimes we forget who we are.
有时候我们忘记我们是谁。
Right. We think that, I'm doing holy work.
我们会想说我们在做圣工。
I'm working for God.
我在为神做工。
Of course, in our hearts, we always say, oh, we have to be humble.
当然，在我们的心里，我们会说我们要谦卑。
When people say that, oh, you have done a good job, you say, oh, no, 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 thank God.
然后人家会称赞你说，哦，你做了很好的一件事。你会说感谢神。
But to be honest, when people praise you, you say thank God. But deep down in your heart, are you happy?
但是老实说，是不是当人家在称赞你的时候，虽然你说感谢神，但是心里非常的高兴。
Of course, you feel happy.
当然你会觉得高兴。
Just like when people criticize you, you feel bad.
当然，就像有人批评你的时候，你会觉得伤心。
Because you and the work sometimes interact so much, become together.
因为你和这个工作呢花了很多时间，有时候没有办法分开。
When people praise you, you do a good job, you feel that you are really something.
当别人称赞你做的工很好的时候，你就会觉得很高兴。
And after you have done something for a long time, you feel you are part of it, and automatically you equalize yourself to that work.
当你做一件事情花了很多时间精力的时候，你就认为这是你的。
And the glory attached to it.
然后把这个荣耀也拿了。
Even though in our mouth we deny it, but it happens.
虽然我们口里不承认，但是真的会发生。
But the Bible reminds us.
但是圣经提醒我们。
We better rely on the Lord to break ourselves every time.
我们应该要依靠神来时时的打破自己。
Every time we have done something for God.
每一次你为神做了一些事时。
Whether there's result or not.
不论大小。
We have to give glory to God.
不论你的结果如何，你都需要把荣耀归给神。
And to deny ourselves.
并且否认我们自己。
Let's turn to John.
我们请看约翰福音。
On the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
John 3:28.
约翰福音三章二十八节。
John 3:28.
约翰福音三章二十八节。我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以给我做见证。二十九节，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
Verse 30。
第三十节，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
This is the greatness of John the Baptist.
这是约翰非常好的一点。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because he has done greater work than other people.
并不是因为他比别人做更大的工。
But after he has done some work, he himself break it.
而是当他做完这些大工之后，他真的把自己隐藏起来，打破了。
He prepared the way of Lord Jesus Christ.
他为主耶稣准备道路。
But when people ask him, "Are you the Christ?"
当有人问他说，你是基督吗？
No, I am not.
他说，我不是基督。
You see how he break himself.
你看他如何打破自己的。
When people say, "Wow, you have to come here. If you do not come here, this work will not succeed."
当有人对他说，你必须要来这里。
If people tell you.
如果人告诉你说，你一定要来这里，你不来的话，这个工就没办法做成。
You have to help, otherwise we cannot do anything.
你一定要帮忙，要不然我们什么都没有办法做成。
What do you say?
你要怎么说呢？
Thank God, pray for me, I can come.
你就说，感谢神，帮我祷告，希望我可以来，是不是？
No.We should break ourselves.
你必须要打破自己。
Just like John said, break himself.
就像约翰说，他打破自己。
He is breaking his own legacy.
他把他自己的
传奇啊，
传奇给打破。
There's a word called legacy, right?
有一个字叫传奇。
Doesn't mean you've done so much and people remember you for what you're good at.
就表示说，传奇就是说你做了很多事情，然后人家因此把你记住。
Keep repeating it.
会不断的传颂。
Keep talk about it.
不断的讨论。
And you become something.Immortal and people think that you're so important.
然后因为大家常常的谈论，你变得似乎是永生的
啊，永远的，
永远的。
But John break himself.
但是约翰却打破了自己。
I am not the Christ.
我不是基督。
Don't look at me.
不要看我。
Don't put your hope in me.
不要把你的希望放在我身上。
I am not the main character.
我不是这个主角。
I'm not even worthy to bring his sandal.
我连系他的鞋带也不配。
And verse 30, what did he say? He will increase.But I will decrease.
然后在第
三十节
他怎么说呢？他说到，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Brother and sister, if you come in front of God,
弟兄姐妹，当你来到神面前，
whatever we do for him,
不论我们为神做了什么，
we have to remember this.
我们都要记得一点。
The church will increase. The body of Jesus Christ will increase.
教会会成长，教会会兴旺。
The church will be better.
教会会更好。
Before Lord Jesus Christ comes, the church will be perfect.
在主耶稣来之前，
perfect and more and more perfect.
在主耶稣来之前，这个教会会越来越完美。
But for me, I'll be lower and lower and lower.
但是我会越来越卑下，越来越衰微。
First of all, I'll get older and older.
第一，我会越来越年纪越来越大。
Secondly, even though I do this job today, but in the future, I'll be gone.
第二，虽然我今天做这样的圣工，但是有一天我会离去。
Because I'm not the main character.
因为我不是主角。
There's no need to remember me.
不需要记得我。
No need to talk about me.
也不需要谈论我。
Talk about God.
讨论神就好。
Lord Jesus Christ.
谈论耶稣基督就好。
His grace, His wonder.
他的恩典是非常奇妙的。
So I really like this verse.
所以我非常喜欢这一节。
Break the jar who cooked the meat of the offering.
把煮祭肉的这个瓦器给打破。
If we keep breaking it ourselves.
如果我们继续打破自己。
The Lord's glory and the power will come out.
神的荣耀以及他的能力就会出来。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
最后我们请看哥林多后书第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节。七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Verse 8.
第八节。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
Verse 9.
第九节，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
Verse 10.
第十节，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
This is when Paul said this. It's really touching.
当保罗说这样的话，真的很感动我。
This treasure in this earthly vessel.
这个宝贝放在瓦器里。
The treasure is the ministry.
这个宝贝是我们的事工。
职分
我们的职分。
Or in the Holy Spirit.
或者是指圣灵。
Or the light that God working in us.
或者是神在我们里面做工。
Our body is earthly vessel.
那我们的身体只是这瓦器。
We are so lowly.
我们非常的卑下。
We are so weak.
我们非常的软弱。
But if we allow God to break us,
但是如果我们让神把我们打破，
and sometimes we have to break ourselves,
我们甚至有时候要打破自己，
that power, that glory of God can come out.
这个能力，这个荣耀就会显出来。
So sometimes we look at our life is quite broken.
有时候我们看我们的生命好像很多的破碎。
Sometimes you look at other people, they have good family.
有时候你看到别人的家庭很好。
My family is not that nice.
我的家庭没有那么好。
You look at other people, their health is quite good, but I have sickness, this and that.
如果您看到别人有很健康的身体，但是自己没有。
Sometimes you wish, if I'm more complete, more healthy, my family is better, maybe I can serve God even more.
有时候会甚至会想说，如果我比较家庭比较好，或者是健康状况比较好，我就可以更侍奉神。
Of course, people think like this.
当然，人是这样想的。
But God thinks differently.
但是神的想法跟我们不一样。
Even if you are broken,
即使你是破碎的
，God can still use you.
神还会用你。
There was one time there was a member come to visit a minister.
有一次，有个信徒来拜访传道。
一个 minister 哈。And the member told him, "Oh, I have so much problem."
这个信徒告诉他，他有很多的问题。
And the minister asked him, "What is the problem?"
那传道就问他是什么问题呢
？And the member said, "You know, my son, when he was born, he has some defect. He's not healthy. He's not normal."
那这个信徒就说，当我儿子出生的时候，他有一些先天性的缺陷。
And every time I have to take care of this.
每次我要照顾他
I feel so much stress and so painful.
我觉得非常的痛苦，我觉得压力非常大。
And the minister listened and listened and listened.
然后这个传道就一直听。
Didn't say anything.
不发一言。
And then the member told him.
那这个信徒就问他。
You cannot understand me.
你不了解我。
Because I think your family is very nice.
你不了解我，因为我看你的家庭非常的好。
Your children are very nice, very very healthy.
你的孩子很健康。
So the minister replied.
这个传道人就回答。
I show you something.
我给你看一样东西。
And then bring the member go upstairs to the room.
所以就带这个信徒到楼上的房间。
Open the door.
把门打开。
Oh, actually, the minister, one of the children, is staying in the house.
他发现原来这个传道人其中一个孩子都是留在屋内的。
That particular son also have health problem.
这个孩子呢，也是有一些健康上的状况。
But because that member doesn't know him very well.
但是因为这个信徒跟这个传道人不是很熟人。
But of course he didn't know.
所以当然他不知道。
But the minister showed him.
但是这个传道人给他看了。
This is my child you don't know.
这是我那一位你不认识的孩子。
I understand 100% how you feel.
我100%了解你的感受。
At that moment, the member really cried.
在当下，那个信徒就流泪了。
How can I complain?
我怎么能够抱怨呢
？Right, God give it to me. I have to take it up.
神既然给了我这样，我就要接受。
I have to be strong.
我必须要坚强。
Don't let this imperfection to hinder me my relationship with God.
不要让这样的不完美阻挡我跟神之间的关系。
Because that minister working God so faithfully.
看看这位传道人如何向神的忠心。
No matter what happened to his family,
不论他的家庭发生什么事情
sickness or anything,
有疾病或者是任何的问题
he still let the power of God inside him to magnify.
他仍然让神的能力在他里面发挥出来。
So look at what Paul described. I really like the description here.
我们看看保罗如何形容的，我真的很喜欢他这一段。
Even though he was crushed, he was beaten.
即使他是被打碎的
he was even to the point of death,
甚至于死亡 was, 将近死亡
but didn't kill him,
但是却没有真的让他死亡
because the power of the treasure is in the earthly vessel
因为这宝贝在瓦器里
so brother and sister maybe look back in your life
所以弟兄姐妹如果你回首你的生命
maybe there's some imperfection
或许有一些不完美
some problem you cannot solve
或许有些你没有办法解决的问题
We are broken vessel.
我们都是这打破的器皿
But the Lord still want to use it.
我们都是这破碎的器皿但是神还是要用你
The Lord loves you.
因为神爱你
So that he allow you to be broken sometimes.
所以他才会允许有时候让你破碎
So that we can be humble and trust and totally rely on him.
所以我们才能够谦卑下来相信并且全心的依靠他
Let's sing hymn 358
我们一起唱诗358首
Seated
请坐
Now we're going to pray.
我们现在要祷告。
In this prayer, we ask the Lord to really have mercy on us, every one of us, this broken vessel.
我们祷告的时候，求神真正的向我们这些破碎的器皿施怜悯。
We're so unworthy to be just sitting here.
我们能够坐在这里，我们是多么的不配。
We're so unworthy to do anything for God.
我们能够为神做什么事，我们真的不配。
But we have to break ourselves to be used by God.
但是我们必须要打碎自己，才能为主所用。
And also we have to pray especially for the NCC starting tomorrow morning.
我们也特别为明天早上即将开始的代表大会祷告。
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to work in us.
我们求圣灵在我们当中工作。
So that we can also break our own will.
所以我们也不会有自己的意识。
We come here not to fight for our own will or fight for our own church agenda.
如果我们只是为了自己，或者是为自己的教会来，
it is not right.
是不对的。
We come here to seek the will of God.
我们来这里是要寻求神的意思。
So we have to pray for not only our local church, but the whole church in America.
所以我们不仅为我们自己的地方教会祷告，也为所有美国的教会祷告。
And pray for the TJC worldwide.
并且也为全世界的真耶稣教会祷告。
Pray for all the workers.
为所有的工人祷告。
Now, let's all kneel down and pray together.
现在我们一起跪下，同心祷告。